Langer joining us today with the bed of nails demonstration.
See, now, you thought I was going to tell you that you had to lay on the bed of nails, but come to find out, the bed of nails is fairly tiny, right? So just a small little, but
they
sharp.
Really are. They're like these little galvanized nails.
You've got it. So there are 98 nails sitting there, and I'll show you what we're going to do. And of course, we're not going to put you in harm's way at all.
Thank you.
Put the balloon, though, in harm's way.
Oh, so, okay.
All right, so here's one of the nails. Just take one of the nails, if you don't mind, and hold it next to the balloon and just give it a little, just touch it and see if you can make it pop. Ready? So so they're sharp, right? No question about
they're
sharp.
They are very sharp.
All right, so here we go. This last little one goes right in there, and so now we have
99.
We have 99 nails.
Okay.
All right, let's use a clear balloon so you can kind of see what's going on. So, all right, so now we are going to pop the balloon, all right, on the bed of nails. All right, don't you feel sorry for the balloon?
I do.
I do too. All right, so
one already totally expended there.
All right, so here it is. And so now we're going to put the board on top and we'll use this as the pressure point. Get ready, because this is going to pop.
This is going to be a significant explosion.
Now watch this. Here we go. A little bit more. You can help me. Push a little bit. A little bit more. Feel how hard I'm pushing. Feel
how hard.
Isn't that just amazing? Look at this. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. Really, I'm pushing hard here. You keep going. See? There you go. You do it. See? That's hard, isn't it? Now pull back a little bit. Let's see if the balloon's okay. And look, the balloon is perfectly fine.
Oh,
no problem at all.
Sense.
But yet again, it would pop with no problem at all.
And those are razor sharp. I mean, they're just as sharp as that one.
So here's the whole secret. We'll show everybody the secret. The secret is the fact that there are 99 nails. One nail with all that pressure at one point in the balloon has no problem popping the balloon at all. Two nails, we would equally to kind of distribute the forces, but that would pop the nails. But the secret, and anybody who had a circus who's ever done the bed of nails trick will tell you, that if you distribute that weight over this entire area here, it now is almost cushioning that whole piece there. So you can see with that clear balloon, take a look at what happens here. We can actually make it pop.
And I can confirm
can
those
it?
Are just as sharp as the individual ones, but you're spreading it out over a larger area.
A very, very large area. So what a great way to be able to teach that force.
This is a great little thing you've made here.
Yeah, so this
kind of
sits right
crusher.
In here, and this sits in the top. And if our camera looks very, very carefully there, you can actually see the nails poking up just a little bit in there. Can you see the nails?
Sure you can. See,
look at that.
Right through the balloon, and you can see the tips
of the
nail.
And you can see it's just pushing, but we've distributed that weight equally across there. We keep on distributing until finally it can't take anymore. And death to the balloon.
So how about that?
Kind of a fun way to be able to show force and motion. Anybody who's ever wanted to know how that person at the circus lays on the bed of nails, the real trick is just getting on and off so that you don't have one pressure point on a certain area there, as long as you can kind of lay down there and everything is fine. Whenever you drink water, though, you leak. So you have to be very, very, very good.
I've always wondered how they did that.
It's a simple way
so
to
that you never
to
see them push themselves up
on
an
they
elbow or
they always have somebody
with their
who will help lay them down, and so they lay down very, very carefully on the bed of nails, so they've got the entire thing. But kind of amazing. This has to go on top just so that our hand doesn't accidentally fall down if you're pushing too hard on the balloon. So again, we're very, very careful.
This is another great idea for a science experiment, force and motion.
Absolutely, a little science for
And, of course, where will you find it? Well, you'll find it on the 4 o'clock page at 90s.com. And all you have to do is click on the Spangler Science logo, yellow and blue, and all of our experiments are cataloged there. And then your youngster can do the same thing. I'm not kidding.
Keep going harder. Come on, you can do it. Push harder, push harder. Nice.
Thank you, Science Guy.
Thank you very much.